Hey there, ready to dive into something impactful today? We're going to be taking a look at the Accelerate Impact Playbook. It's basically a roadmap for, you know, anyone who really wants to make a difference, especially with a social enterprise. And let me tell you, it's packed with insights.
Absolutely. You know, what I find really fascinating about this playbook is how it takes these complex ideas and breaks them down into practical steps. It's all about giving people the tools they need, whether they're just starting out or they're looking to really scale their impact.
Exactly. And get this, the whole playbook is centered around this thing called the Accelerate Impact Model, AIM for short. Catchy, why? And it's all about using systems thinking.
It really is.
At every stage of building a social enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
But systems thinking? I mean, what does that even mean?
Right. So systems thinking, it's about understanding the bigger picture. Imagine like you're trying to address food deserts in a community.
Okay.
A systems thinker wouldn't just focus on, say, opening a grocery store.
So it's more than that.
Yeah.
What else would they be thinking about?
Well, they'd look at all these different interconnected factors like access to transportation,
okay,
affordable housing, even things like community education, you know, around nutrition.
Yeah.
It's about realizing that all these things are connected.
They're all related.
And they all play a role in creating lasting change.
So it's like this web.
It is.
That you have to consider.
That's echo.
Okay, so how does this playbook actually help social entrepreneurs, like, put systems thinking into practice?
Well, that's where their Accelerate Impact Model, or AIM, comes in. It's this framework that breaks the whole social entrepreneurship journey down into four pillars: discover opportunity, build enterprise, grow value, and advance capacity.
Four pillars. Okay, so they've got all the bases covered.
They really do.
Let's start with that first pillar, discover opportunity. What's the key takeaway there?
Well, with discover opportunity, it's about finding that sweet spot where your passion actually aligns with a real social need and there's a viable business model. They really emphasize that impact and sustainability have to go hand in hand.
So it's not just about doing good. It's about doing good sustainably.
Exactly.
I like that. What's the first step within discover opportunity?
So the first step they call choose purpose, and it's all about like digging deep and figuring out what you're truly passionate about changing in the world.
Okay, so you've got your purpose, your driving force. Then what?
Then it's time to map actors and forces. And this is really where the systems thinking comes into play. You're basically identifying all the key players, you know, in the ecosystem that you're working within.
So this is more than just like your competitors.
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, thinking about your potential partners, your beneficiaries, even policymakers. And the playbook actually gives you some really cool tools for like visually mapping out all these relationships so you can really see how everything's connected. It's like creating a roadmap.
A strategic roadmap for your social impact journey.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a lot to consider, but I can see how valuable it would be to have that clarity right from the get-go. What comes after you've mapped out this whole web of stakeholders?
So the third step is find focus zone. And this is where you start narrowing down your focus to the specific customer segments, you know, the partnerships that are really going to make the biggest impact.
Yeah.
You don't want to be spread too thin.
Right.
It's about focusing your efforts for that maximum impact.
Makes sense. You're not trying to boil the ocean here. You're really honing in.
Exactly.
On where you can make a difference.
Right.
Okay. So what's that final piece of the discover opportunity puzzle?
So they talk about organize lean data. And it's about gathering just enough information just to kind of validate your assumptions and refine your approach.
So you're not getting bogged down in like massive research projects right away?
No. Keep it lean. Keep it agile. You know, test and learn as you go.
Yeah, like a pilot program.
Exactly.
That's a really good point because it's so easy to get caught up in wanting everything to be perfect.
Right.
Before you even get started.
Absolutely.
But this approach.
Yeah.
Feels a lot more approachable.
It is.
Like you said, agile, you can kind of test and learn as you go.
Yeah, and you're constantly getting that feedback from your audience, and you can make those adjustments along the way.
I like it. Okay, so we've been talking a lot about this discover opportunity phase.
Right.
But I'm curious, what happens next?
Yeah.
You know, once you have a solid understanding of the problem you want to solve,
yeah,
then you move into build enterprise.
Yeah, then that's where you start to like build the foundation for the actual enterprise itself.
So how do you go from this idea to an actual organization?
Well, they break build enterprise down into four steps: design, validate, align team, and launch startup.
Four steps to take it from idea to reality.
Exactly.
Okay, so design, that seems like the natural starting point.
It is.
What are some of the key things that you need to think about? when you're designing a social enterprise?
So this is where they introduce this really helpful tool called the Accelerate Impact Social Enterprise Canvas.
Catchy.
Yeah, and it's basically a visual template that walks you through all the essential parts, like from defining your beneficiaries and your value proposition to mapping out your revenue streams and how you're going to measure your impact.
So it's kind of like a blueprint.
It is.
For the whole operation.
Yeah, like a business plan, but specifically designed for social impact.
I like it. And it's visual, so you can really see it.
Exactly.
Okay, so you've designed your model.
Right.
You've got your blueprint all set.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to actually put it to the test.
Right.
That's where the validate stage comes in.
Exactly. Get out there, talk to people, and see if your idea actually holds water.
Okay, get out of the building.
Exactly.
So how do they recommend actually validating your model?
So they're big fans of pilot programs.
Okay.
A-B testing, gathering feedback, you know, really early on from those early adopters.
So you're iterating as you go?
Exactly. You know, failing fast and learning from those mistakes.
Which is a crucial part of any startup journey.
Absolutely, especially in social impact. You want to make sure that you're addressing a real need and you're doing it effectively.
Right. You're constantly learning and growing and adapting.
Exactly.
Okay. So you've got a validated model. You believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it all alone, right? You need a team.
You need a team. Absolutely.
That's where a line team comes in.
Yeah. And this is a big one because it's not just about finding people with the right skills.
Right.
It's about finding people who really align with your mission. You know, they use the term founder fit.
Founder fit. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. It's basically making sure that the people you bring on board share your values, your vision for the organization.
So they're not just there for the job.
Right. They're there because they believe in what you're doing.
They're passionate about the cause.
Exactly. And that shared passion is what's going to carry you through the tough times.
Yeah, because building a business is hard.
Oh, it is.
Especially a social enterprise where you're trying to balance profit and purpose.
Absolutely.
So it seems like they've really thought of everything when it comes to setting social entrepreneurs up for success. What comes next? You've got your dream team assembled.
Right.
It's time to launch. What do they say about that?
Well, they actually emphasize having a thoughtful launch strategy. They talk about the essential value product, or EVP.
EVP. How's that different from the MVP, the minimum viable product we always hear about?
Yeah. So with an MVP, you're really focused on that basic functionality, getting something out there quickly.
Right. The bare bones.
Exactly. But the EVP takes it a step further. It's about really nailing that core value proposition right from the start.
Hmm.
You're addressing your customer's most critical pain point.
Launching with impact.
Exactly.
I like it. Okay, so we've covered discover opportunity. We've got build enterprise down.
Right.
What happens next?
Well, then it's time to grow value, which is all about scaling your impact sustainably. They break this phase down into, again, four steps: plan, scale up, measure impact, propel teams, and leverage networks.
Okay, so it's not just about getting bigger. It's about getting better, more impactful as you grow.
Exactly.
So how do you plan, scale up effectively? What do they say about that?
Well, they really emphasize strategic partnerships.
Partnerships.
Yeah, finding those organizations that can help you reach more people, expand your resources, really enhance your impact. They also talk about diversifying your funding, looking at grants, impact investments, you know, different ways to fuel that growth.
It's about building that strong foundation.
Absolutely.
So you've scaled up, but how do you actually know if you're making a difference? That's where measure impact comes in, right?
Right. And they are all about data-driven decision-making. They give you a framework for actually measuring your impact, not just those vanity metrics, but like the real nitty-gritty.
That stuff that really matters.
Exactly. It's about tracking the right data, analyzing it, using it to improve, and to show your funders what you're achieving.
Because you've got to be accountable.
Absolutely.
Okay. They also talk about propel teams. What's that all about?
So as your team grows, you've got to make sure everyone feels empowered and driven. They talk about catalytic leadership.
What does that mean? Catalytic leadership.
It's about encouraging your team to be proactive, take ownership, be creative, and really drive that mission forward.
I like it. It's a very empowering approach.
It is.
Okay. And finally, in this grow value stage, they talk about leverage networks. So again, it's about collaboration.
Absolutely. You know, connect with mentors, advisors, other organizations. They even suggest joining peer networks, sharing best practices, learning from each other.
Because we're stronger together.
Exactly. We can achieve so much more when we work together.
Love that. Okay, last pillar, advanced capacity. This is where you shift from growth to sustainability, right?
Yeah.
Making sure the organization can thrive long term.
Exactly. It's about building that solid foundation, having the systems, resources, everything in place for the long haul. They talk about diagnosing your capacity gaps, figuring out where you need to improve.
So taking a hard look at your weaknesses, being honest about what you need to work on.
Exactly. No organization's perfect. Then you audit your resources, what you already have, your team skills, networks, funding sources.
Making the most of what you've got.
Right.
And then you actually fill those capacity gaps. You get what you need, whether it's through hiring, training, new technology, whatever it takes.
Exactly. And again, they emphasize there's no one right way to do it. It's about what works best for your organization. And then the final piece, align teams, making sure everyone's on the same page, working towards that shared vision.
So that theme of alignment runs through the entire model.
It really does. You can have the best idea in the world, but if your team's not aligned, it's not going to succeed.
Such a good point. Wow, this playbook is amazing. It's so comprehensive, practical, and really inspiring.
It really is. It goes beyond just the information, too. It fosters the sense of community, encourages you to connect with other change makers.
I love that, because social impact isn't a solo mission. It takes a village. Well, listeners, if you're feeling fired up to go out there and make a difference, I highly recommend checking out the Accelerate Impact Playbook. It's an incredible resource for anyone who wants to turn their passion for change into action.
Couldn't agree more.
And that's it for this deep dive into the world of social entrepreneurship. Thanks for joining us. And remember, no matter how small you start, your actions can have a ripple effect. Until next time.